Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about a movie directed by French film director Jacques Tourneur. And we could say that it is the quintessential film noir out of the past. Starring Robert Mitchum, Paul Valentine, Kurt Douglas, and Jane Greer. Out of the Past is that one movie where the dialogue has been parodied so many times. And this is Noir November. This is a Dr. Zeus film podcast. It's inspired so many different film noir parodies, you know, just the way that Robert Mitchum talks in the film. Here it is. A private eye escapes his past to run a gas station in a small town, but his past catches up with him. Now he must return to the big city world of danger, corruption, double crosses, and duplicitous dames. Say that five times fast. Duplicitous. I remember when I was first discovering classic films, and this film would always come up, mainly because of Mitchum and Kurt Douglas. There's an interesting kind of, you know, Mitchum had that voice. I don't think anyone could ever parody it. You know, some have tried, but, you know, There's a lot of great moments in this film. I'm pausing because, you know, it's been a while since I've seen Out of the Past. If we were to go into the dialogue... Ah, this is great right here. This is iconic. You know, Robert Mitchum. It's been a long day. Robert Mitchum was just one of those actors. Barrel-chested, that voice. You know, just the way he looked, the way he moved. Same with Jane Greer. You know, she wasn't barrel-chested, but it's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. You can have it any way you want. A lot of charisma in this film. A lot of charisma. And there's a really great moment that I think all of us know. And I'm looking for it. And I can't find it. But, Kathy, I don't want to die. And Jeff, Robert Mitchum, neither do I, baby. But if I do, if I have to, I'm going to die last. He's going to die last. So much going on in this film. The situations, the characters. And I don't want to ruin it for people. You know, as I tried to do with Chinatown. It's like, okay, just give them a taste. This encourages you to go and watch Out of the Past. Because there are so many moments. You don't get vaccinated for Florida, but you do for Mexico. Here it is.
So I just followed that 90 pounds of excess baggage to Mexico City. She had been at the Reforma and then gone. I took the bus south like she did. It was hot in Tosco. You say to yourself, how hot can it get? And then in Acapulco, you find out. I knew she had to wind up here because if you want to go south, here's where you get the boat. All I had to do was wait. Near the plaza was a little cafe called La Mar Azul, next to a movie house. I sat there in the afternoons and drank beer. I used to sit there half asleep with the beer and the darkness. Only that music from the movie next door kept jarring me awake. And then I saw her coming out of the sun. And I knew why Witt didn't care about that 40 grand.
Do you believe it, Pete?
Sí, señorita.
Señor, may I speak some words? You will be seated, señor, eh? Yes?
With pleasure, señor.
I am José Rodríguez, a guide, a most excellent guide.
Indeed.
You ask them. They can tell you that José Rodríguez knows Acapulco as no one else. Each little street, each...
I don't want a guide.
Very difficult, girl.
Is there one not so, señor?
Perhaps a lottery ticket.
No.
I have here, wrought by skilled hands, a ring. And earrings of jade and pure silver.
These.
So that's one of the many examples of the dialogue of Out of the Past. And yeah, there's music, but you know what? I think we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants in this aspect. Yeah, a lot going on. There's always been interesting people who review this film. Tired Old Queen, Steve Hayes. It's hilarious. And Eddie Mueller, but he's not a tired old queen. Ah. Chris Mitchum. Son of Robert Mitchum. Interesting. You know, if you really want to dive into film noir, Out of the Past is probably the first one to watch, the first one to gaze upon. You know, it's seductive, it's slimy, it's grimy, it's black and white, the situations. Yeah. Film noir at its best.
How are you?
Where you been? Did you marry some honest dame?
I went in the gasoline business down the line.
But you're looking for me now, ain't you, buddy?
I went out of business. Come on, let's take a ride in your hat.
Buddy, you look like you're in trouble.
Why?
Because you don't act like it.
I think I'm in a frame.
Don't sound like you.
I don't know. All I can see is the frame. I'm going in there now and look at the picture. I don't have to tell you to wait.
No, you don't have to tell me nothing.
Jeff Bailey.
Oh, yes. Miss Carson said you were going to pick her up. I'm Leonard Eales.
How do you do?
Bring him out here, Leonard.
Thank you.
Hello, Jeffrey. I always wanted my favorite cousin to meet my favorite boss.
Have a martini?
Thanks. You know, Mita always talked about you like you were the ninth wonder of the world.
She skipped one. Well, Mita must be the eighth. All women are wonders because they reduce all men to the obvious.
And so do martinis. It's so nice here, I hate to go.
Don't then. Why don't you both stay and have dinner with me?
Yes, why don't we?
We can't, Jeffrey. We promised the Biglows, remember?
Oh, call them up. We can see them anytime.
We can't, Jeffrey. I'm sorry, Leonard.
Some other time, then. How long have you been in town, Mr. Bailey?
I don't really know.
You're on business? You might call it that. Where are you from, the South?
No. Tahoe.
We must go, Jeff.
All right.
Your cousin is a very charming young lady.
No, he isn't. His name is Norman, and he's a bookmaker in Cleveland, Ohio.
And see the frankness of Jeff, played by Robert Mitchum. It's right there. He just doesn't give a shit. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on. A lot to be thankful for when it comes to film noir. Directed by Jacques Dornard, written by Daniel Manwaring, based on the novel Build My Gallows High. What a title. Robert Mitchum is synonymous with film noir, mainly for Out of the Past. He went on to do many, many films. Died in 1997 of emphysema. You know, a rebel, an intriguing man, you know, loved to drink, loved to smoke pot, loved to play the bongos. Matthew McConaughey, I think you have competition. Film historians consider Out of the Past a superb example of film noir for its complex, fatalistic storyline, dark cinematography, and classic femme fatale. Yeah. See? Out of the Past was produced by Archeo Pictures and the key personal director Jacques Dornard. Cinematographer Nicholas, let's say his name right. If we can open it into a different... I always want the pronunciation proper.
Mushurica.
Mushurica. Actors Mitchum and Greer, along with Albert S. De Agostino's design group, were longtime Archeo collaborators. Although the studio had focused on making the more lucrative B films during the early 1940s, the post-World War II Out of the Past was given an A budget. John Garfield and Dick Powell turned down the lead. In only his second film role, Kirk Douglas plays a supporting part as Mitchum's antagonist in this film. The next time Mitchum and Douglas played major roles in the same picture was in the 1967 Western, The Way of the West, alongside Richard Widmark. Out of the Past was remade as Against All Odds in 1984 with Rachel Ward in the Greer role. Jeff Bridges, hello, filling in for Mitchum, and James Wood as a variation of Kirk Douglas's villain, with Jane Greer as the mother of her original character in the Out of the Past, and Richard Widmark in a supporting role. There's a lot to dive into and digest through Out of the Past. Directed by Jacques Dornard, produced by Warren Duff. Screenplay by Daniel Manwaring, starring Robert Mitchum, Train Greer, Kurt Douglas, Rhonda Fleming. Music by Roy Webb. Cinematography by Nicholas Massacera. Yeah. Edited by Samuel A. E. Beatley. Production, Archeo Radio Pictures, released on November 25th, 1947, Out of the Past. And it's interesting that Jacques Dornard, I know I sound like Celine Dion the way I say it, Jacques Dornard? Yeah. Who's a French director directing a film noir, a style, you know, a film noir is... from French critics, you know, the mood, the makeup, the moments, the lighting, the darkness, the fatalism, the femme fatale. Femme fatales are in movies even today. But is that noir or is that just a trademark? You know, they've used it in non-noir films. Look at The Grifters. There's some femme fatales going on in there. Okay. I'm looking for something to do. I want to have a guest on the show. I often cite Shit Happens When You Party Naked, this amazing podcast. And the host of the show, Jason, happens to have a film degree. And we are talking about maybe doing a show on the Dr. Seuss film podcast if it works out. I'd rather do it on his show, but that's just me. You know, knows a lot more about films than I do. And here I almost became a film director, you know, because I wanted to feel the film. I wanted to get inside the characters, you know, as someone like Martin Scorsese is my template and Stanley Kubrick. You know, I remember when I wanted to study film and people were like, oh, you could remake A Clockwork Orange. And I looked at them and said, it's been done. It doesn't need to be remade. Oh, are you sure? I said, it's been done. When people want to remake things, they need to be slapped. Okay? A while ago, I was going to watch The Untouchables, and then I remembered that I have to record a podcast. The Untouchables is not film noir. It's crime, drama, adventure, directed by Brian De Palma. Interesting cast. I bring it up because, you know, we just lost Sean Connery. That movie won Sean Connery his only Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor as Malone, a former beat cop who goes into business with Elliot Ness, played by Kevin Costner. Andy Garcia, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, that's one of his early, early films. And he's playing an Italian, and here he is a Cuban American. You know, I love how we can do that, you know. Yeah. Because, you know, Italy and Spain are right next to each other. Now, Cuba, that's a different story. But, yeah, you know, out of the past. Such an amazing film. I haven't watched it in a while. I'm probably going to watch it because of the weather. You know, takes place in Lake Tahoe. That's interesting, is that a lot of the former mob people moved to Lake Tahoe from New York. It happened in The Godfather, but it started in Out of the Past. I encourage all of you to watch this. Robert Mitchum as Jeff Bailey, previously known as Jeff Markham. Jane Greer as Kathy Moffat. Kurt Douglas as Whit Sterling. Rhonda Fleming as Meta Carson. Richard Webb as Jim. Steve Brody as Jack Fisher. Virginia Houston as Ann Miller. Paul Valentine as Joe Stefanos. Dickie Moore as The Kid. The Kid, okay. Ken Niles as Leonard Elas. And Teresa Harris as Eunice Leonard. From 1947, directed by Jacques Turner. This is Out of the Past, Unpleasant Dreams.